Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Corey Livingstone. Besides being a songwriter, he's also a published author. His book, Quiet Determination, 15 Ways to Break the Barriers of Your Untapped Success, was inspired by a letter he got from the building custodian where he put on a concert.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Corey. How are you doing tonight?
Great, Sam. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me in.
Oh, you're welcome. So you like to write books too, huh?
Yeah, you know, they say everybody's got a book inside, at least one, and there's probably a lot more if you have the time.
Yeah, that's great. Do you try to favor one or the other between music, authorship, you know, like, or do you just kind of do it both and you don't really take any prisoners?
The book sort of came second, like in my career. So I'm trying to put that in as into, actually, I'm incorporating the music into the book through speaking. So, you know, when I speak, I try incorporate music in with what I'm talking about. Because, you know, you can talk to as many people you want, and that's fine. But as soon as they leave, they forget everything.
Yeah.
But when you throw some music in there, they remember how they felt, right? So
sure,
that's my approach.
That's a good approach, man. I mean, that's how memories are made, and it's imprinted in them.
100%.
Yeah. When did you get started with music or writing? What was the thing that got you going in this direction?
Well, like, and it's probably the same for many, many people, was my parents that got me going, whether I liked it or not.
I hear you.
There I was sitting in the living room looking out the front room window, right? The bay window. And there's the front stairs, outside stairs are right there. And I saw these two big gentlemen lifting this big old, well, it wasn't small, but it seemed big to me anyways, piano up the stairs. And then the next thing I know, I'd been signed up for piano lessons, just like that.
Yeah. Is piano your instrument of torture? Is that what you'd like to?
Yes. Okay. It was the instrument of torture at that time, but you know, a lot of things change. And it was a half hour torture every day for 5 days in a row every week.
All right. So you were one of those where your parents made you do it, right?
That's the only way actually to be successful. So, you know, parents don't realize when they sign their kid up, they sign themselves up.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think you get to a point, though, where all of a sudden, I think the majority of people quit and they're like, all right, and then they kind of will comment every so often, I took piano lessons. But I feel like the people that make it a career or in the future, it kind of defines them. They look at it differently than other people because they never quit.
Well, I quit.
Okay, well, there goes that theory.
I quit when I was, maybe 12, 13, because, you know, that was the deal. Take it till you get to this grade or whatever it was, and then you can stop, right?
Yeah.
I let it go, but I discovered, and this tells you I'm going way back. In fact, the last exam, up here we have the Royal Conservatory of Music of Toronto, and the last exam I took there was a grade 6 exam, and I failed it, even though I was one of the better piano players for my teacher. I failed it. And then after that, I guess my parents sort of said, okay, you can go now. Because that was the thing in those days, right?
Yeah.
Get some paper that says you can play. And then along came, I'm in high school, and out come the Beatles and garage bands, and my friends are playing in bands. I said, holy cow, I like that.
So you went back to it?
I got back in, and then I got a new teacher, and I didn't even know about jazz and blues.
Sure.
I found a guy here who taught that. I said, oh, jumping. You know, I went from half hour forced piano practice a day to 2 hours practice every day, and I even paid for the lesson.
Wow, what a difference.
And then I went back to the classical music. Well, I went to classical. I didn't go back because the stuff they give you, see, that's what killed it for me. They give you these pieces, learn the piano, like Mary Had a Ding Dong and Sheep Across the Meadow and Sheep May Safely Grave and Ding Dong Doon. You know, elementary pithy, that's pithy, T-H-Y tunes. They mean nothing to me. They're just exercises. There was no music. And I just, you're looking back, this is why I was bored to death.
Sure. Yeah, I agree with you.
And then I finally got introduced. I found another classical teacher, and she introduced me to Bach and Mozart and some real, really neat tunes. And I was on fire again and hadn't stopped.
That's great. What do you have going on that you want to share with the fans? Something exciting you want to release this year, or what do you got cooking?
Well, I've got my book, of course, which is out there. But the book is my pedestal, my launch pad for speaking, because I'm trying to launch another career as well, which is my speaking career, keynote speaker. Actually, I call it keynote concerts, because as I said before, I include a couple of my tunes into what I speak, and that makes, because basically speaking is entertainment, right? It doesn't matter, it's all entertainment. So it makes it even better. So I'm doing that, and now I went all my life making my living as an entertainer, you know, playing piano bars and bands, and I had to do that so I could make a living, right?
Sure.
And everything was geared towards that. But now I want to become what I always wanted to be, which is an artiste. You know, there's a joke. In France, they call me artiste. In Canada, they call me son of a gun.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to develop that side and get my tunes that I create known, so I'm being an artist. And also in that vein, I also do custom-made songs, which I want to really promote to people. And those, the most popular type of custom-made song I do is like wedding gifts. Like usually it's from the bride to the groom, a love song for a first dance. And that's what I'm really trying to get out there, is that idea of these custom-made songs. Of course, it can be for any of, you know, it could be for anniversaries, Mother's Day, Father's Day. But so far, it seems like the brides are way ahead of everybody else. And the grooms, they're a little lazy there. So you guys better get going and order some nice things for your sweethearts.
Okay. Tell the fans a little bit about your process. How do you get started writing a song? Do you do piano melody? Do you come up with a drum groove? What do you get started with?
Well, just by the nature of being a piano player, when it's always instrumental, pure. Like I said, it was pure instrumental.
Okay.
But as I grew older and got more mature, I realized that, you know, I was a good writer. Just naturally, I could express myself in words pretty good. So I tried my hand at just writing the lyrics first and then adding words. So I've been able to sit down and write out some lyrics and put the music to it. It's harder for me, though, to sit down and write the instrumental tune first and then write the words to that. Because when you start writing tunes as an instrumentalist, that's different style than singing. It's much more intricate, flashier, and so you have to cut all that stuff out. That's been a challenge for me. So actually, I don't even put words to the things that I write. I have to start from the lyrics first. So I'm going to do a song, I have to do the lyrics first, then I'll do the music. The other way around just won't work.
Sure. Okay. What about this song we're going to hear in a minute here? What inspired it? What do you want us to take when we listen to it?
So the story behind this was that they always had like a puppy love when they were little, right? And that's all it was, is deep friendship. And as they grew older, the relationship deepened. Now, he had to move away as a teenager. He had to go back all the way to India, because that's where his family was, for whatever reason. So they were apart for a couple of years, yet they were still connected. And then he eventually came back to Canada, and the relationship grew more and more, and then they got married. And he was her first boyfriend, her first love. And so the song was My First Love, My Only Love. So that was the theme of the song, and actually became the title Never Comes First, as you know. I wrote it out in this year, and I settled on, yes, My First Love, My Only Love. And that's the name of the song. And she used that, you know, I did a CD recording and the, you know, first dance and all that stuff. So it was very well received. It actually was one of my favorite custom songs that I've ever done.
Okay. I'll tell you what, let's take a listen to it. Then we'll come back and talk, okay?
Sure.
All right, everybody, check this out. Here we go.
Same, we are blind and love's to blame.
Well, that was a very cool song. Thank you for sharing it on our show tonight.
You're most welcome.
When you look at your career, what do you want to tell the younger musicians out there? What's like the biggest mistake that you've made that you want to warn them about or give them some advice?
Well, you have to know what you want to do. If you want to make a, if you want to be a professional, or you just want to be an amateur. And of my, when I graduated from university from my class, only two of us made our living as professional musicians. Actually, he was an actual opera singer. So you really have to pay attention to the business side of music. The fact that you, and I don't care how good you are, you have to have, and this goes for even the famous musicians now, they all had a business sense. Somebody, if they didn't have it, somebody in their camp guided them through a business scenario so they could actually turn their talent into a business. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to consider it as a business. You're selling shoes, you're selling furniture, real estate. Music is no different. You really have to sell it that way.
Yeah, I think that's good advice, man. I think you're right. It's a business, and you got to treat it as such, and you got to, you know, work hard. I mean, it's just, you can't just randomly do things and not have a purpose or a method to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why don't you share with us any advice you have on touring? Obviously, it's been affected by COVID. Anything you personally have gone through or anything you want to share with the fans?
That's a great thought there. Things have changed. When I first started off in the music business, I traveled once out of town, and I was so bored because you'd sit in the hotel room all day long, right? There was so much TV, and I did it once. I said, that's enough for me. Now, I became a homebody. But, I mean, I sang and played piano, okay, like a one-man band. It was all combined. I could do it. I had my friends, bass players and drummers. They had to travel from one end of the country, 5,000 miles to the other end of the country, you know, 10 months of the year, living with people you don't like, people with habits.
Yeah.
And making not very much money. And so I was lucky. I saw this, you know, that I had this opportunity because I wasn't a singer, right? I really wasn't. And I realized I just advertised myself as a piano player. And I soon found out you couldn't get work unless you sang as well. And so I developed my voice. And so I could do the two of them. So I could stay at home. I played at all the hotels and things like this solo. But now I would like to travel, but not like that. I like to travel when I want to actually do, this is now talking about my becoming an artiste. I want to go.
Sure, big difference.
Yeah, I don't, there's a big difference in going to a city and doing a two-hour show than going to a city and working 5 nights a week for 4 hours every night. When's it going to, is it 12 o'clock? Is it 1 o'clock yet, right?
Yeah.
So there's a whole difference. So that's what I'm looking at now. But now with the COVID that you talked about, the way of the future is going to be online concerts. That's going to be a very predominant factor, I think, in time to come. You can now present concerts, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. You may not have many people attending your concerts at the beginning, but I think if you keep going, you can develop. You know, like you, that's why you've got the Facebook and Spotify and Instagram. You can now start giving intimate concerts, and I think that's going to be the way of the future.
Yeah, I agree with you. What do you think about when you're alone in the car?
I make sure the radio is turned off, and I drive.
Protect your ears?
No. Yeah, to protect my ears from the lousy stuff that's on the radio. My ears and my brain. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
I've done that for a couple of years now, and you don't have to have the radio. You know, I don't have to have any music. I just drive in silence, and it's my way of meditating. You know, I can just sit, we'll have some silence for a while. I don't need to have my mind preoccupied or entertained by some DJ, and always, you know, the music now on there it's pathetic. I mean, it's on pop radio. I mean, you can download songs, put them on your phone, and listen to all this. But still, I still drive in silence.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us about your website. Where can people buy your music, stream it, before we let you go here?
Well, www.corylivingstone.com, K-O-R-Y, Livingstone, just like it sounds, E on the end. There's there, and you can go there and have listen to all my stuff and download some things. You can also go to Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Corey Livingstone. Just plug in there. I should come up. And I think I'm trying to get spread out, you know, Spotify, CD Baby, but that's all part of the process of becoming an artiste. So,
yeah, I hear you. All right, I want to thank you so much, Corey, for being on the show tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Great, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, Corey, and thank you to everyone out there for spending a little time with Corey and I. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you for listening. I hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everyone. I love you guys.
This thirsty, ravaged land. He's weary after a long, effortful day. Takes off his heavy armor. She asks if he feels okay. He stares her endlessly. Fresh air. She grins and looks playfully away. He fancies her devoted eyes and shy smile. She's happy he made it to the end of the day. A long day forgotten with a slip of a tongue. Forget the anger lurking outside. Maybe this is their last twinkle. Who knows what tomorrow brings? They just enjoy each other's company. Their hearts forget almost everything. Alone. With a slip of a tongue, the battle-hardened hero falls in love. There are soldiers outside, shivering to the bone, with no love's life or soothing eyes tonight. But these two are happily sleeping inside. It's time to wake up now, but he's not wanting to leave. The sheets are where he wants to stay. Together, softly they breathe, and he whispers as he walks away, my love, thank you for what you do for me. The unyielding stars might call out my name, but tonight we'll make better memories. A meaningful night, remember, with a slip of a tongue. The battle-hearted hero falls in love. A long day forgotten with a slip of a tongue. The battle. A long day forgotten with a slip of a tongue. This battle-hearted hero might fall, but we'll always be in love. Thank you
for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
This program was mixed and mastered by Landis Maitland-Whitelaw at landismaitlandwhitelaw.com.